Chimano's Hallelujah off his EP Heavy is the Crown on Bubbling Under this week, and you have been voting it in consistently alongside Pentamini's Pass You By. Only one of these two tracks can come back. Remember to check out Heavy is the Crown if you haven't done so already. It's a great EP. I mean, in that particular track with the harmonies, the violins, the strings, all of that great stuff happening on one track, the entire EP has such amazing tracks. I know that Freedom, the video for Freedom came out last week, so this came out last week. You could check that out as well. So we are now official time check for you. 21 minutes on to 11 as we switch gears. My name's Chow, just to let you know. I love this part of this show, this segment. And before I introduce my guest, no pressure, of course. I was just telling her that I have got you, Davey. You're listening in from Hong Kong on radio.capitalfm.co.k. So Davey usually listens in from Kilimani, and today he's in Hong Kong and is tuned in online to listen to the show. This is just so amazing. I love that. Thanks for letting me know, Davey. That really made me happy. I was like, are you serious right now? You're listening in from where? Hong Kong. Let's see. I've got you, Wanjira Mwangi. You're listening in and you say positive vibes only. You know this is right. You know the show is about positive vibes only. Waburiri, you say good morning. You're loving the show. I appreciate your company. Thank you so much for letting me know that you're listening in. Henry, you're listening in Meru. Thank you so much for your kind words. You say you're sipping traditionally roasted coffee. Haya, kawatungu, sinite uko kawatungu mimi. Napenda kawatungu sana. But enjoy the show as you listen in. All right, so now I... Absolutely no pressure on you, my dear. Thank you so much for coming in. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about my guest, who is a singer and songwriter based in Nairobi, Kenya. And your music is described as a fusion of jazz, R&B, soul with an African flair. Wow. Nakato.
Yes.
Thank you for coming into studio.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited to have you. Tell me, so I have a question, and this has been on my mind the whole week when I've got your bio. Does your name Nakata mean anything? And if it doesn't, it's okay.
Yeah, it does actually.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So Nakato is okay. It means second twin, because in my family we are three. There's my sister Beryl, then there's me and my brother and I, and we're twins. So Nakato means second twin girl.
Nice.
Yes.
All right, we got a twin in studio. Hey. Thank you so much for answering that question. I was just being curious. So listen, your music, you say, aims to inspire, connect with people on a deeper level. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your style of music, which is a fusion of jazz, R&B, and soul with an African flair. Why was it important that it has that African flair? Or what made you decide to incorporate the African flair?
Okay, so it's basically, okay, my music has a bit, like, there's the drums, the African drums. Well, yeah, there's the African drums that makes it sound a bit African. Then also we like I didn't want to go a lot through, okay, I wanted to also put African twists in it as well. So yeah, that's basically it, I guess.
And that's fine. And I love that, because, you know, we just marked a commemorated Africa Day this mm-hmm. past week. Mm-hmm. So to have you in and that your music has an African flair, I love that. Yeah. I love that. I can't wait to hear it. And let's talk about you and how you make your music, your process, because you aim to inspire and connect with people in a deeper level. Do you do this with harmonies? Do you do this through the songwriting? And how do you do this, perhaps?
I do this through my songwriting and the harmonies as well. There's the music, there's the voice that comes out of someone's, like, it's really heartwarming, and it's melodious as well. So it comes from the harmonies and my songwriting, which comes from a really, it's, my songwriting is like very true things that have happened in my life, real things that have happened in my life, and I just wanted to share it with people. And yeah,
and we can't wait to hear it. Yes. We cannot wait to hear it. Let's go back, because this is a question that I ask all the time. When did you first get interested in music and know that you wanted to get into music?
Well, I started singing when I was really young. Well,
it's okay.
Class 5 there.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents saw that I had talent. Then I started going for music festivals every single time. I really wanted to go for music festivals because they were really fun as well. And also it was really helping me in my voice. So I wanted to go for music festivals. Then after that, I went to a school called Sauti Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But before that, I knew I wanted to do singing because I really love singing. And if you have a voice, I mean, why not spread the joy? Music is just really good. Music is something for everyone. Music never fails, honestly. It's just something good and helps people. It's, yeah.
And helps us to connect to our emotions. Yes. I say that a lot. Mm-hmm. That's true. And you say your parents were supportive. And in what ways did they used to take you to the music festivals? Because when I think of music festivals, I see what we see on TV, like the dramas and stuff like that. That's what you were doing?
Yes, I was doing that. I was actually also in drama. So, there was some money you used to pay for going out for these music festivals as well. So they will do that. They would take me for now, like Sauti Academy, schools that can help me with like improving my voice, improving my songwriting. Yeah, so they were always just there helping me. But before they were, right now, before they weren't that, like, they were really African, Masomo studies has to be.
What
there.
Did they want you to be? Like, what were some of those conversations like? I like that's like an African parent, Masomo.
Uh-huh. Masomo. Mm-hmm. Well, they wanted me to do something that I like as well, but something that brings, that, unaona, to them, they feel like music is not that, doesn't bring so much, let's say, food to the table.
Yes, so it's not
like
profitable.
Yeah, it's not profitable. But to me, it's not really about the profits. It's a profit is a perk as well. But I do music to, as you can say, relate and inspire, connect, make someone happy for the day. So, yeah, they just wanted me to do something serious. I did, and it's okay. I love what I've done.
You did something serious?
Not really serious. Mm-hmm. I did fine art and design.
Okay.
So I'm an
so
artist.
You're really in the arts.
Yes.
It's like, okay, this is as far. I'm going to do the arts. Mm-hmm. I'm staying true to myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm very happy that you're here today. And mm-hmm. I really appreciate you taking your time this morning. Nakata has a very special set for us and really excited to listen to it. Another thing that Nakata says is that she aims to evoke warmth and happiness. You just heard her say this through her music and spread a ray of light. And I'm excited about that because as we look outside, it's a little dreary,
it's
right?
Cold. It's really cold. Oh.
But you know, when I walked into the holding room, I believe that because when I walked into the holding room, it was warm. It must have been you guys practicing, right? You already spread the warmth from the holding area.
Best believe.
I'm telling you, it was warm in there. It was nice and toasty, too. Okay, so we're going to be nice and toasty just now with Nakata, who is accompanied by a guitarist, and she's going to tell us who that is as we get started. Remember that if you have never heard of Nakata, neither did I until I heard she was coming, and we can't wait to hear her music. After she's done, you know, I'm going to ask her how we can get a hold of her. But right now, get ready for some Nakata on the Live Sessions.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge. Thank you.
say you do, but I don't see it in your eyes. Nilidhani utanipenda kikweli, lakini nishaona siwezi. And I've been here before, nimeamua therefore, mapenzi si maneno ni vitendo. And I've been here before, nimeamua therefore, mapenzi si maneno ni vitendo. Sitaki, 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 I really wanna let go, I really wanna let go. Sitaki, 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 I really wanna let go, I really wanna let go. So niache niende, niache niende, niache niende, jumi siwezi. Niache niende, niache niende, niache niende, jumi siwezi. These feelings are deep inside of me, so hard to set them free. Jaraleko aheri gichunyate aparise chete. And I've been here before, nimeamua therefore, mapenzi si maneno ni vitendo. And I've been here before, nimeamua therefore, mapenzi si maneno ni vitendo. Sitaki, 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 I really wanna let go, I really wanna let go. Sitaki, 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 I really wanna let go, I really wanna let go. So niache niende, niache niende, niache niende, jumi siwezi. Niache niende, niache niende, niache niende, jumi siwezi.
So that was Sitaki. It's just a song about telling someone that you've tried your best and you can't keep holding that pain in your heart. So watch out to niende, just let me go. So yeah. The next one.
Life is what you believe, yes.
So this song is called Living Half a Life. Basically, it just tells you that live your life to the fullest. Don't leave mansion like you're scared all the time. Come out of your cocoon and just experience the world. There's so much to experience. And yeah, yes. Having the best things, but you think of making the best of what you have. The little things that happen in life are what makes you smile. The little things you miss when you don't get them for a while. Sweet and sour moments. So what makes you live this way? And don't be afraid to risk it all. Open your heart out, show them who you really are. And it's your chance to live it all. Living half a life is what you believe. Living half a life is what you see. Why are you scared of living full when you're hurting yourself too? Living half a life is what you believe. Living half a life is what you see. Why are you scared of living full when you're hurting yourself too? Birth comes dead, and every good comes from bad. We know this, but we won't take the risk. Sweet and sour moments, what makes you live this way? And don't be afraid to risk it all. Open your heart out, show them who you really are. And it's your chance to live it all. Living half a life is what you believe. Living half a life is what you see. Why are you scared of living full when you're hurting yourself too? Living half a life is what you believe. Living half a life is what you see. Why are you scared of living full when you're hurting yourself too?
So, love is a drug. Yeah. Half pig love. Yes. Let's go. Half pig love is a song about it's a metaphor about giving a lot and not getting the same in return. Like it's really the love is just there. Like it's not moving, and you're just trying to tell him that it's you're hurting, and he should try his best as well.
Holding your hand and walking down the streets are some of the things that I'm loving, and I don't wanna know if you're loving someone else, 'cause I think that you should love me instead. Why did you play? Why did I wanna sing for you? I don't wanna go home without you, and I don't wanna live alone without you. I don't want nobody else but you. You fall for me too.
That felt so good to listen to.
Thank you.
Ma'am, you are talented. And I hope that your parents now see that music is productive. I'm so glad that they encouraged you. I mean, that they turned the bend, they turned the corner and started to encourage you. That's great.
Thank you.
Oh, you got a great future ahead of you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, you really do. And I'm so glad you took the time to come out this Sunday morning. It's cold outside. You could have been inside your snuggly blanket and... You know, but you're here with us. I really appreciate you. And if you could please introduce your guitarist to us.
Yes.
Because he was doing a good job.
Oh, my guitarist, of course, is Anarico. Mm-hmm. He's a very, very good guitarist. He's very talented, as you've heard. And yeah, Steve Anarico.
I'm also a producer.
There you go. See, that's why these introductions are really important, because, you know, we get to know.
Yes.
So how do we get a hold of you? How do we follow you? Where are you at? Do you have a project out? Is there a project coming out? We've got to wrap up because I got to get out of here.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. I got to get out of here. You know, you could stay, but I really do need to go.
Damn.
Okay. Yes, I'm actually releasing my EP. Okay. Well, we're doing an EP, and hopefully it will come out soon enough. But yeah,
that's are you on IG at all?
Yes, I'm in IG, Nikki underscore Nakato. Yes, Nikki underscore Nakato, as well as Facebook. And also Anariko is also in IG, Acoustic Anariko. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Also on Facebook.
Yeah. Thank you so much for spending your Sunday morning with us.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
And for I love this introduction to you. Can't wait to have you back and to hear your music.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to stand but not leave, because some magic is going to happen right now with the news. So you got to see how that's done. And as we do the quick changeover, thank you so much once again. As we
thank
do this
you.
Quick changeover, just to let you know, Football Sundays is on the way right after the news. And we will have some praise and worship with Walt Baby Love, gospel tracks, Soul Groove with the legendary DJ Adrian, One Love with DJ Raz Luigi, some reggae because it doesn't stop, and Sundays we'll wrap up with the Capital Jazz Club that'll open up at exactly 7 p.m. with Kai Mamwiti and Jacob Asio. I have got to do the one thing that I do at this time, a little earlier sometimes. Oof, I'm sorry I'm late. It's now after 11. Ciao!
The Lounge with Ciao, every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.